We're here.
Hi.
CITR 101.9 FM. You listen to Lethal Refresh.
Lethal Refresh. Where the tunes are Lethal is Freak. Refreshed each Every week. We join you today from the traditional, unceded, ancestral, and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colonially labeled as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we got a bit of a skeleton crew today.
A little bit. It's been really busy recently.
Illnesses.
It's been hitting hard. School and sorts. Illness.
Yeah.
And just various things.
But we keep the lights on at Lethal Refresh Studios.
We do. Where were we at yesterday, B? Where did we go?
Well, we celebrated the fall season at the Botanical Garden Apple Festival yesterday. And I ate so many different apple products, but did not eat one normal apple.
Yeah, same, actually, yeah.
They, it was quite the delight. They robbed us of the experience. They were cash only. Come on, Apple Festival.
No, they were cash only.
Well, to buy the by the pound they were.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Apple Festival.
Yeah. We got pie, though. I had a caramel apple. That was my first time ever having a caramel apple. It was
full of fall whimsy. It was so overcast and rainy and perfect.
It didn't rain, though. It was very overcast, but it didn't rain. Which
yeah.
Nice.
Well, we've fall. Had like the full range of fall rains this week. Like we have had from the most tiny, silent, gentle drizzle to today, this morning.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
just like
it was just coming down.
Blasting yeah. down, just like the deluge.
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
After all.
It is that time of year. We got lots of music, too. Lots of music. Have you been to any gigs recently? I heard.
I've been seeing lots of DJs all around town, and I went to Black Lab this weekend and saw Black Dog. They are touring. I think they're from Halifax. Shout out. Yeah.
Black Dog. I never heard of them before.
Yeah. And just so many DJs. Shout out to the DJs.
Well, should we get into it?
Yes, please.
Remember Gadfly?
I do remember Gadfly. Always on the brain.
There's a new Gadfly single out.
I haven't heard it yet. I'm so excited.
And it's 7.5 minutes long.
Oh, even
so we're
better.
We're going to play it.
Yeah. Of course. Let's do it.
So we're going to play that. And then, so Spine Stabber by Gadfly. And then Jealousy by Bar Italia. And then we'll be back. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Darkness stab at your spine. Pretend the sadness will go away. But I think you like it, and I know you want more. Don't try to fight it, just have one more. the blindness over your soul. Your hopelessness will never get old, but you wouldn't have it any other way. Don't bother hiding it.
Gotta do it.
For yourself, and you know it's
time, sooner or later, everyone in your life is passing you by.
Hello, hello. We're back.
What?
We're back. You just heard two songs. You heard Spine Stabber by Gadfly and Jealousy by Bar Italia. How are we feeling about that?
Well, you're always a big supporter of the Dean Blunt cinematic universe of bands and collaborators.
It's true. It's true.
And I don't know, I have a lot of specific memories of Bar Italia, like driving around this summer with one of my friends is like, shout out Elliot, a huge, huge, huge Bar Italia fan. So all those summer vibrations come washing back each time.
Damn.
We have a new arrival in the studio.
We do have a new arrival though.
Hi.
Hi, girl.
Sorry about the tardiness.
That's no, okay. Fine. It's all good.
You're here.
Yeah.
We
How are you?
Good.
Yeah.
We were listening to a 7-minute Gadfly track that was a new Gadfly. Released, and it's absolutely fantastic.
That's interesting.
So you missed Gadfly. That.
Well, I'm sad I missed that.
Yeah. We're sad you missed
here
it too.
For the rest of the show. Should we continue?
I want more.
Continue?
Yeah. Can you play one of my tracks?
Yeah.
Whichever one?
Yeah, we can. Well, I'm gonna play a few here in a row, and then one of them is yours.
Okay,
for
perfect.
Sure.
Most nice, definitely. Nice.
We're gonna play Reprimand by Yep. They're a local Vancouver
yep.
band. I've never heard of them before, but
yes, sorry, Bob.
That is not the name of the band at
That's
all.
That's not the name of the band?
Yep.
But I never heard of them, but until recently. Very good, though. There is also a new Mike album out called Burning Desire. Recommend everyone checks it out. It's really, really, really good. And there's
Mike
also,
never misses.
He does not miss. And there's also a Helena Deland album.
Ooh, yeah. Everyone should go listen to it, and everyone should go look up the lyrics to all the songs and see.
Is it going to destroy me?
It's going to destroy me.
Okay.
It'll probably destroy you too. It's a really good song.
Damn. Okay. Well, we're going to hear Reprimand by Yep.
Yep.
You Believe by Mike off Burning Desire. And then Strawberry Moon by Helena Deland. But first,
two ads.
Goodbye. Bye.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting. Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods?
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Sure, is it necessary? Simple as care. If care had no character, then I might find it fair to reprimand my reprimand. But we're fragile but fear, afraid with no barriers that only pain can clear. Only I can get you clear. Would I lie? Would I lie, my dear? Oh.
Feel like I am praying to God. My way, stay where you are. Stay a little fire, little baby, a geek. Live on that highway and stay in the car. You know I'm plying today and tomorrow. Keep it shit tight, be safe in the suit. Keep moving hype, we gon' fade in the dark. You know my life, I'm just playing a part. Drinking that pipe with the stain on my teeth. William Swite, your little basic petite. Shit, if I die, know who taking in charge. You know who having they way tomorrow. When they get dry, put rain in the streets. You gon' talk hot, aim it to me. Bray ain't got it, little baby receives. I'ma do it, I promise you, make it applaud. Yeah, I'm about to, been waiting for long. In the shower, she playing Solange. Niggas sour, they say I'm wrong. Trust every hour, hater annoyed. Trust a lot of the greater the voice. Where all that power and contagious is joy. I'm used to voucher, but that shit out. Did that boy foul, take the bass from his voice. Yeah, I'm the outlet, I be around. Peace in them ounces is making me coin. Keep it 10,000, you know my crowd. You gon' need power and status to join. Yeah. Thank you.
strawberry moon has ever been wasted. If it brought us here and berries, my dear, they want to be
quite the variety there.
Yeah.
We started it off real exciting, real energetic. And then we went into that Mike song, kind of like puts you in a lull. And then that really like sad.
Oh, the lyrics are so
really
good
though. That Elena Dielen song. So you just heard Yep, or no, Reprimand by Yep.
Yep.
And I just realized it's probably like a play on Yes, like the prog rock band.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds, yeah.
It's always those prog rock fans acting up.
Yep.
Yep.
Then you heard Do You Believe by Mike off Burning Desire. And then you heard Strawberry Moon by Helena Deland off her record Goodnight Summerland. And that was beautiful.
Yeah, I saw her when she opened for Andy Schaaf a while ago, and it was kind of the like singer-songwriter guitar thing, but I don't know, she's just got some sort of special sauce. She just makes the right moves with her lyrics in a way that makes me stare at the falling leaves and the earlier nights and the colder temperatures, and it makes me feel just that fall pain in only the way that fall can make you feel. But it's like the best kind of thing, I guess. I don't know. It's part of the season.
Is really evocative. I think I'm
going to be playing that a lot.
It's so good. It's just such a well done track. I have nothing articulate to say about it. It's just really good.
I feel like
listen to it.
Fall and winter tracks, like, they always put me into a lull where you kind of just like stare. Whether that's in
fog.
A sad way or like just like in, wow, that's a really good song way. But either way.
Yeah, I've kind of been feeling that way. Like, the seasons are changing and like I kind of sometimes tend to get a little bit sad when summer goes away. But I'm trying to embrace it as like part of the feel of the season and part of the fall experience. For me,
I would say seasonal depression is part of that fall experience.
Yeah.
For a lot of us, yeah,
it's down to happen. It's just how well can you cope?
For real, for real. We're not seasonally depressed.
We're
fall
camp
maxing.
Coping out here.
We are camp coping out here.
Coping with the tunes of Helena Deland.
Yes, indeed, she does help me cope.
She does. We got more tunes though. How about I play three more?
How about you do that, Jay?
I'll do that.
Give it a shot.
There's a new Tinashe album out. BB/Angel. We're gonna play Treason from that album. And then we're gonna play Head Cheese.
Head Cheese.
We're gonna play Fresh Start by Head Cheese off their, is it EP or album? Off their album Expired.
It's new. Lots of the singles have been around and they're like my favorite singles. They just are so
silly.
It
looks like every song on here is a minute long.
Yeah, that'll happen when you're Head Cheese.
Yeah, so we're gonna play them. And then we're going to play One Hand Behind the Devil by Maruja, who I played like a very long time ago, but they have a new song out. And I think you'll like it quite a bit, especially if you enjoy like the windmill scene and everything that's happening there.
I enjoy
that's an interesting
the windmill scene.
Way of putting it.
Yeah.
I'm consider my interest peaked.
Are you a windmiller?
I've kind of like gone back and forth recently, but I don't know, there are some less front of the scene bands like Sorry, and Sorry is just it for me, honestly. I like Sorry a lot, but there are a lot of bands in that scene, I think, that don't get the attention they should, who have sounds like as interesting, as inventive, if not more, than like Black Country New Road, Black Midi.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, there's lots of like hidden talent out there.
Yeah,
that's not as.
If you go on YouTube and look up the music video for Peroxide by Echo 2K, you'll actually see quite a few windmills.
You will.
Yeah. I mean, same is the case if you read Don Quixote, but we're not here to mess around, are we? We're here to get to the good stuff.
Anyways, not at all.
Bye. Bye. Just kidding. Bye. Bye though.
Driving with no headlights, I'm running every red light. Headed down a one way, the wrong way. Ain't nobody scared out here. I already know how it is. I already feel those regrets. I don't even know when you snuck in. I just heard you come up the steps. If I'm being honest, I'm lying. If they see the truth, I'll deny it. I don't need no help on my end. Voices in my head going silent. Must be tragedy I desire. As I'm headed straight towards the fire. If I still got an angel on my side, I ain't trying to take no advice. I know it's dark, I've seen it in the light. Knew I couldn't fight it, but I tried. For treason, I don't need a reason. I just wanna be with you tonight. Fuck it all, I put it on the line. Know I couldn't fight it, but I tried. Hate myself for treason. I don't need a reason. I just wanna be with you tonight. It's detrimental to me, but I'd rather you here by my side. I'd rather you spend the night. Don't even gotta keep it to it. Still find your way back inside. Still find your way. Loving you is suicidal. So unhealthy where my mind goes. Guess I needed the reminder. Saw you clearly but I'm blind. Scary movie, I rewind it. Run it back 100 times. Delete the footage but I find it. Wouldn't wanna leak it all. Yeah.
longer bellowed in the absence of valor. The red thick as blood as they hunt for more power. Contortions so wicked, the mighty devour. Opaque with emotions, like moments gone sour. I dive in head first, madness or courage. Thoughts see me tarnished, distress starts to flourish. Courageous in spirit, while humble in flesh. Tyranny, extortion, extremists confess. Careful they tread, now this own little whisper. These double-minded echoes of a scapegoat is blistered. Drip fed with eyes that cry, shine like our sisters. Shine like the vine, but be broke by the systems. Higher we climb, when we trust intuition. One hand behind the devil, the other touching grace. Thoughts begin to meddle, push bubbles out of place. The opium of faith in lies between us.
Hi, we're back.
Plug.
We just got a suggestion from B there, but
no.
We'll talk about that after. We just heard Treason by Tinashe off BB/Angel. We heard Fresh Start by Head Cheese off Expired, and One Hand Behind the Devil by Maruja. How do we feel about that?
That Maruja track is great.
Yeah.
Love some tasteful windmill sax.
Some tasteful windmill
sax. It's just, it doesn't always hit, but it almost always does.
It hit wow. That time.
I really like the arrangement, like those nice chords. Yeah. They're super sick.
A lot of bands in that area, sort of around the windmill, and it's what, West London?
Or I South? Think so. I think it's West London.
West, yeah.
Yeah.
Around West London. I always really appreciate the kind of dissonant guitar melodies that they cook up. It's been a long Monday, so I do not have the articulation necessary to describe why it's so cool, but a lot of the guitar parts in, sounds like Maruja as well, a lot of these bands, I really appreciate sort of the interesting arrangement, the dissonant quality of it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of bands, I hear a certain part when it is like dissonant and like maybe more focused on like phrasing and more rhythmic than super duper melodic. Like when I hear a part like that, I always put my hands on my guitar and I'm like, no, I'm gonna do that. And then I never ever can. I don't know what kind of sense you need to have to write those parts, but it's mystical magic to me.
It is mystical. It's quite magical. I want to mention briefly the Death Grips ordeal that happened recently.
There's
the Devo
beef once again.
There's been a common trend recently of people throwing stuff on stage and the artist getting really pissed about it. But I feel like this time is like actually warranted. someone threw like a bunch of glow sticks on stage
at MC Ride, right?
At MC Ride,
specifically, yeah.
And then I think it also at Zach Hill. And then they basically just stopped and left. So
did they pick up the set after that?
No.
Oh, they didn't.
No, MC Ride is like just like such a casual stroll across the stage and out. Like,
well, yeah, they didn't like it. It's too dark to like see their facial expressions. Yeah, but like they were just out of there.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe the funniest way to end a show. There.
Yeah, why? I don't know. Why throw stuff at people, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. Touring is a slog enough for bands already.
A slogenheim?
Yeah, it's that too. But sorry. I don't know. I've never been front row at a concert and been like, I just need to
throw something
at the person performing. Like, it just doesn't occur to me. Maybe yeah. I'm different, though. Like, you know.
If anyone lets trumpet barrier, you know he's got that can of beans.
Wait, who?
Trump. The can of beans.
The barrier at the show.
Yeah, you haven't seen Trump talking about like how a can of soup or a can of beans is the perfect thing to throw.
Yeah, it's soup for his family.
Yeah, it's soup for his family.
For his family.
Yeah, I have seen.
I want to see Donald Trump throw a can of soup for his family at MC Ride. Just like
that would
hypothetically,
be
but just hypothetically for the record. But
what did you want to hear? What were you?
I actually don't remember. Like my brain is like leaking out of my ear right now.
That's good.
I can't even keep it together. You should probably just go for some more tracks.
Okay, we're gonna go for more. We're gonna try two more tracks. We'll see if we have time for the last one here. But we're going to go Cloud Terminal by Full Body 2 and Slum.
Ooh, ooh.
New track out. And then also Slow by A Pact Between Strangers off their record Side A. They're from Calgary.
Nice.
Calgary. So
enjoy these two. And if I got a bit of time, I will play Lovesick Cannibal by Femtanal.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca. We'll be right back.
Hi.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week.
I'll see you next week.